Hi, this is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica. Is it all in my head? Friday morning on September 10th, I was on the road in my trustworthy old red Subaru wagon with over 200,000 miles on it. Felt like the crack of dawn, but it was only 6 a.m. I had an 8 a.m. appointment with the biomolecular dentist, the only one in the state, and he's about 2 hours away from me. I carried my mala beads with me, the ones I purchased from the Tibetan monks when they were in Camden. I sometimes recite my mantras in the car. Okay, maybe not the best way to engage in a spiritual practice, but it works for me. By and large, I'm not a rule follower when it comes to spirituality. I figure there are so many rules in the world that in that realm, I want the freedom to make my own. After all, it is my own spirit. In what seemed like no time, though, I was at my destination. I thought, wow, this is a nice setup with beautiful gardens. Everywhere you look, there's something beautiful for the eyes to feast upon. As I walked in, I realized I'd never visited a practitioner's office like this. There was a large air purifier quietly humming away in one corner of the spacious waiting room. A large, flat-screen TV was playing in another corner, hung from the wall. But no mindless stuff on this set. The TV was playing information about dental health. The colors in the room were warm and inviting, mauves and soft teals. The chairs in the waiting room were the most comfortable waiting room chairs I ever sat in. This is a mercury-free dental facility, and I am here for my initial consult. My goal is to get my mouth cleared up, in other words, to get the metals out. I've been convinced for some time that the amalgam fillings I have are screwing up with my immune system and undermining my overall health. Yeah, I have pretty much been told in the past it's all in my head, and these days I'm thinking, yeah, it is. After a small wait, Gail comes out to retrieve me. She is full of warmth and smiles. Goodness, she's got beautiful teeth. I bet those are mercury-free, I thought to myself. I like her instantly. She starts explaining the procedure to me and then takes a thin piece of paper to test the pH in my mouth. After that, she swabs my mouth to get a sample of my saliva. A few minutes later, after a short tour of the facility, we are looking at the bacteria in my mouth on a computerized screen that houses the information from a slide under a microscope. Cool. Not the bacteria, but the setup. Onto the x-ray machine, which I'm not happy about, but Gail tells me that the dentist needs a panoramic x-ray and apologizes in advance that she cannot protect my thyroid during the x-ray. As I'm getting the x-ray, I read a blurb on the wall in front of me that says something to the effect of being present and grateful for one's blessings in life. This is certainly unlike any dentist office I've visited before, and frankly, I like it. Then in comes the biomolecular dentist. Hey, I think, isn't this the guy who popped his head in first thing and smiled and said hello to me? This older gentleman is kind, soft-spoken, methodical, relaxed, and unhurried. He seems to exude caring and warmth. I thought to myself, who is this guy? He has an otherworldly quality, but in a really good way. Cynthia, he says, with our equipment, we test the mercury levels in the mouth and the teeth. We like to see numbers between 10 and 20, and yours are registering at 350 to 450. You have a cracked tooth in the lower left quadrant, which is leaching mercury particulate. It is visible on the screen. Can you see it? You bet I could. That lower left quadrant, that's the same area Judith, the medical intuitive, pointed out to me during our phone session. The biomolecular dentist continued. These root canals are infected, Cynthia. And with what you present, I'm sorry to tell you this, but they need to be extracted and cleaned up. Okay, I thought. I knew something was going up on there, too, in my upper right quadrant. I said to the doctor, Doctor, I've complained to my regular dentist about the constant metal taste in my mouth and about amalgams in general, but he always said everything looked fine. When I asked him to remove my amalgams, he said there was no need. They were fine, and mercury amalgams are not dangerous. He responded, I have a book I like my patients to read. It's entitled It's All in Your Head, The Link Between Mercury Amalgams and Illness by Dr. Huggins. I think you will find it most informative. You know from the website on oral toxicity you reviewed that mercury directly affects the thyroid? I nodded. Will you read the book? Yes, I whispered, gazing into his penetrating eyes. I felt like I was sitting next to Father Time with the wisdom of the ages contained in his eyes. Doctor, do you think removing the toxins can cure cancer? His response surprised me as he asked, Cynthia, do you pray? Well, yeah, I do quite a lot, I truthfully responded. Well, that and a positive attitude will take you a long way with this. He continued, I cannot say that this will cure you, but I will say this. When all of this is finished, be certain that you get another test. Do not rely on the old one. I drove home feeling I was on the right path with everything. I prayed that I'd be shown the next steps to take and that I would listen to the guidance and act upon it. What next? I thought to myself. What popped into my head was exactly what I needed to address. Time to more closely look at vitamins, supplements, and food, as these are medicine for my body. Listening to my inner guidance, I knew that was next on my list. Thanks for listening. This is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica.